USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The clock is ticking to get aid to Ukraine. This week, President Biden called Republicans extreme in an attempt to get his funding approved.
Extreme Republicans are playing chicken with our national security, holding Ukraine's funding hostage to their extreme partisan border policies. Petty partisan angry politics can't get in the way of our responsibility as a leading nation in the world.
Republicans are opposed to passing the measure unless Democrats agree to border policy changes now that 12,000 immigrants a day are entering the United States illegally. Axios is reporting University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill is being asked to resign by the board of Penn's Wharton Business School. A wealthy donor pulled a $100 million gift to the school, citing McGill's appearance on Capitol Hill this week, talking about school policy on anti-Semitism as the main reason. Baghdad, Iraq's heavily fortified green zone housing the U.S. Embassy, was targeted with several rockets at dawn this morning, Baghdad time. Two security sources talking with Reuters say it was not clear where the rockets had hit and whether there was any damage. No group immediately claimed responsibility. President Biden's son, Hunter, is facing federal tax charges. Special Counsel David Weiss is charging Biden with 9 counts, including 3 felonies. Prosecutors accuse Biden of failing to pay at least $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 through 2019. A 28-year-old man is facing federal charges after firing shots outside an Albany, New York synagogue yesterday. It happened hours before the start of Hanukkah. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul says no one was injured when the unidentified man allegedly fired shots while making threatening statements in the parking lot of Temple Israel. The location is also a preschool center. USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A big storm is set to impact the eastern half of the United States this weekend. Severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, strong winds, and some snow may affect millions. It'll start to take shape today and really get going tomorrow. It's predicted the weather will stretch for more than 1,200 miles from the Gulf of Mexico all the way to the Canadian border. Presidential candidate Donald Trump attended his New York civil trial yesterday.
On the way into the courthouse, Trump again said he's done nothing wrong.
There were no victims. The bank loves us. The bank testified. They love us. We did absolutely nothing wrong. We never even defaulted.
Trump is set to testify on Monday as the last witness in the defense case. The New York Attorney General's office, under Letitia James, is pursuing a lawsuit against the Trumps and the Trump Organization, alleging the inflation of financial statements by billions of dollars. I'm John Schaefer.
The off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October by engaging the engine fire extinguishers has been released from custody. Joseph Emerson's wife, Sarah.
Hard situation for a lot of people, not just Joe, for the people that were on the airplane, for the pilots, for the flight attendants.
Emerson is being charged with 83 counts of recklessly endangering another person and 1 count of endangering an aircraft. Today is officially National Brownie Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.